The following is another Platte River Radio Sports presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents high school basketball.
And they swing it over to Brand for the three. That one's off the mark. And the rebound brought down by Bailey Peterson. Now Kissinger in transition. Jamie hits the three and another timeout. Minden starting to pull away here.
Tonight, a top 10 battle in Ravenna as the Blue Jays welcome in the Minden Whippets. High school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Veronic doesn't want to force the three. 12 seconds. Now they're going to have to take a three. Veronic right wing. 8 seconds. Stops. Gets a little room. Throws the three up and in. And Connor Veronic hits his fourth three. He's got 28. And we are tied for the first time all night.
It's a state tournament atmosphere tonight as two of the area's premier programs clash. All four teams are rated and both boys squads enter tonight undefeated. It's the Whippets and the Blue Jays coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Ravenna with Classic Hits sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back, everyone, to Ravenna High School for the premier matchup of boys basketball of the state of Nebraska tonight as the unbeaten second-ranked team in C1, the Minden Whippets, take on the unbeaten top-ranked team in C2, the Ravenna Blue Jays. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Glad to have you along. We're also, as always, on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Well, the girls shot the ball very well, and it seemed like they shot it better as the night progressed on, especially for Minden, and they went on for a 68-49 win over Ravenna. 25 points for Hallie Bauer, 20 points and 12 rebounds for Jamie Kissinger, 17 for Brooke Kissinger. But the high score tonight was Ravenna's Carissa Finke with 27 points. We are hoping to have just as exciting of a ball game here on the boys' side. Last year when they were to start this rivalry, it got snowed out and they were not able to play it, a highly anticipated matchup. But tonight, no problem. A beautiful January day, and Minden and Ravenna get ready to do battle. Also earlier tonight, a big girls game in the state of Nebraska saw the defending C2 state champion Hastings St. Cecilia knock off C1 top-ranked Boone Central, hitting a last-second three-pointer to win it 47-44. That's after St. Cecilia was down 10 at the end of the first quarter. The boys game currently airing on 1230 AM KHAS and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll take a break and look at the starting lineups right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Don't forget more basketball on Classic Hits this week. Thursday, Elm Creek at Axtell. Friday, Pleasanton at Amherst, and Saturday afternoon, Hastings St. Cecilia at Kearney Catholic. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's boys basketball game, the Battle of Unbeatens. Our starting lineups is always brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. First off, for the visiting Whippets of Minden High School, number 5, 6-foot senior, Carson Bloom. Number 11, 5'7 senior, Dan Christensen. Number 12, 5'9 senior, Thomas Sinzel. Number 32, 6'4 senior, Christian Schwenka. And number 34, 6'1 senior, Derek Kissinger. All seniors in the starting lineup. The head coach of the Minden Whippets is Shannon Lovin, assisted by Aaron Martin, Dale Bloom, and Taylor Malsby. Minden, a perfect 9-0 on the season. They are the defending C1 state runner-up and ranked second in the state behind undefeated Boys Town, who dropped down from Class B this year. For the Ravenna Blue Jays, number 21 is a 5'11 senior, Trevor Saborn. Number 25 is a 6'3 senior, Tyson Anderson. Number 31, 6'6 senior, Connor Baronic. Those are the known as the big three here at Ravenna. But last week we saw the rest of the team step up shots, like number 32, 5'11 senior, Mark Cremosta, and number 43, 6'1 senior, Lucas Wilkie. The Ravenna Blue Jays are ranked number one in the state in Class C2. They're a perfect 10-0, and among those wins, a win over Class B third-ranked Gretna, 52-43, their closest game of the year. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of their customers one at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. You take a look at these teams and the stats that they are able to put up, and Connor Baronic leads the Ravenna Blue Jays in scoring as he's able to put up nearly 23 points per ball game. Trevor Saborn, 13. Tyson Anderson, 12.5. For the Minden boys, they are led in scoring by Carson Bloom, just under 16 points. Derek Kissinger, just under 15 points per ball game. It's Minden and Ravenna coming up next, and you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back with the opening tip right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Connor Baronic to jump center for Ravenna. And for Minden, it's Christian Schwenke, and the Blue Jays will control the opening tap, and we are underway. Backdoor lob to Baronic. He's fouled, and the ball found a way to go into the cylinder. They set up an alley-oop on the opening play, and it wasn't pure, but that's because there was a foul to go along with it, and Ravenna attacks right out of the opening tip. It's 2-0. And Connor Baronic now a chance to complete the three-point play. And it is up, and it is in. So Ravenna draws first blood. They lead it 3-0. We have not seen the posting of who the foul was on, but immediately on the pressure, the foul called on Ravenna. And this is going to be on number 32, Mark Cremosta, his first. We apologize. They did not tell us who the first foul was on. So Minden will get the basketball, get it across the timeline, and get into their offense here with Derek Kissinger. He'll bring it out to the right side. Even though he's 6'4", he can pop the three. Gives it over to Dan Christensen. Up top, they'll go to Christian Schwenke. Schwenke dribbles to the right elbow, kicks it back out top, overthrows his teammate into the backcourt for an over and back. And so the ball belongs to the Ravenna Blue Jays. I believe the first foul was probably on Thomas Sinzel. He was the man that was supposed to be covering Connor Baronic tonight, according to Shannon Lovin. But it looks like Carson Bloom's on him right now. Up with it is Tyson Anderson. He backs his way in, 360, does a lot of walking and puts it up, and it sits on the rim, won't go. Rebound brought down by Christian Schwenke, and up the floor they come. Handling the basketball is Christensen. Over to Sinzel, ball fake, 15-footer, off the heel, no good. Connor Baronic, who at 6'6 now really can rebound a basketball, gets one there. 3-0, Ravenna. First minute is in the books here in this battle of unbeatens. Cremosta on the weave. Back up top, Wilkie. Both teams are going to be man-to-man and pressure you pretty much all game long. Bloom all the way out on Baronic, 25 feet away from the hoop. Two dribbles to the right side and gives it off to Saborn. He backs his way in. Tough shot, turnaround jumper, no good. But there's Baronic with the putback. Connor Baronic with the offensive putback. He's got all 5 points. Blue Jays up 5-0. Ravenna spreads the floor a little bit here. And Minden off the cutter, and Wilkie came off the pick too late. He tripped and fell down right into the Minden whippet. And that'll be the first foul on Lucas Wilkie. And it will be Minden ball underneath their own hoop. 90 seconds into the basketball game here. And Minden will have it underneath their own hoop. Looking to get on the board here after a couple of nice plays by Connor Baronic. They'll go vertical along the baseline, throw it out to Schwenka. Dustin will give it off to Christensen, guarded by Saborn. Off to Bloom. Bloom attacks the paint, puts it up and scores. Carson Bloom, quick first step, and he was able to find some space. 5-2. Ravenna wanting to run after the made basket. Anderson is cut off, hits the trailer. Kermosta swings it to Wilkie on the left wing. Holds the ball, goes back up top, dribbling in Anderson. Picks the dribble up on the left elbow, goes to Saborn. Ball fake, tries to bring it into the paint. Uses his arm to give a little separation, can't get the shot. Over to Baronic, on Bloom, free throw line, tough jumper, and it's off the heel, no good. Rebound brought down by Thomas Sinzel. Outlet pass, Baronic steps in front and makes the steal. Second Minden turnover. Connor doesn't have numbers, he goes to the trailer. Saborn for three, it is off the mark, no good. And the rebound ends up in the hands here of the Minden Whippets, and fast break the other way, the layup no good, but a blocking foul will send Derek Kissinger to the line. So we're getting up and down the floor as expected. A full house here at Minden. And the foul was called on number 31, Connor Baronic. His first of the free throw is up and in. Kissinger. That'll make it 5-3. Ravenna leading it by two. Second free throw. Taking his time, firing it up. It's short, no good. Ball's tipped into the corner, but Wilkie is there for the rebound for Ravenna. Up the floor they come. Anderson gives it off to Baronic. Well out on the right side, back to the center circle to Anderson and right side Wilkie. Trying to front Saborn so that he can't get the low post move. Back out Anderson. Anderson left-hand dribble into the double team, swings at Baronic. One of the quick pass, but Minden was on it. He wanted to kick it back to Saborn. He expected him to be open, had to hold it. Now Wilkie in the right-hand corner will hold a basketball. Dribbles up to the top of the circle. Back cut. Gets it into Baronic. It's deflected away. Out of bounds off Bloom. It was a little bit behind, and that allowed Bloom to get a hand on it. So it'll be Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. As we said, Minden has allowed only one team to score more than 40 points this year. Ravenna's been pretty good as well. So as much as you think as it could be high scoring, defense probably decides this game. Right side Saborn. Back up Anderson. A little contact there with Bloom, but no whistle. Now Anderson for three. Left wing good. Tyson Anderson hits the game's first three-pointer, and it's 8-3 in favor of the Blue Jays. Minden basketball, Bloom. Bloom looks for the pick. Isn't there. Now comes with a left-hand dribble to the baseline. Runs into traffic. Gives it off underneath. In traffic. Shot up and in by Christian Schwenka. Tough shot there, and Schwenka knocks it down. Makes it 8-5. As Anderson hustles the ball into the front court here for the Blue Jays. Swings it over to Kermosta. Back over to Baronic. Playing catch on that left wing. Kermosta gets a back cut, finds Saborn. Saborn attacks the lane. It rolls all the way around, falls off the rim right side. Kissinger gets his first rebound. Baseball pass up ahead. He finds Christensen. Dan can't attack the hoop and brings it back out to Derek Kissinger. Minden has yet to fire a three. They tried to set a screen for Kissinger maybe to do so. Couldn't get it away. Back to Christensen and throws it behind the cutting Carson Bloom and out of bounds. Third turnover for Minden here in the first quarter. 4:09 to go in the opening stanza. 8-5, Ravenna. Ravenna scored on the opening tip. Got a backdoor alley-oop to Baronic, who was fouled, and the ball found a way to fall through, and he made the three-point play. Now full-court pressure by Minden, and it takes a while, but Baronic finds Anderson, who gives it to Saborn and brings it into the front court. Left side, great crossover dribble. Lost Bloom, comes into the paint, jump stop, and it's blocked. Christian Swenka hung in there and blocked the shot. He gives it to Kissinger. Kissinger attacks the right side and then trying to dribble it behind his back, loses it out of bounds. Fourth turnover for Minden. Remains 8-5, so the adrenaline probably comes out of the basketball a little bit here. Ravenna came out on fire on their home court, but now it's cooled down. We're halfway through the first quarter, and we'll get into playing some basketball again as Baronic will dribble the ball up the floor. Guarded by Bloom. Swings it across the timeline, left wing to Saborn. He is guarded by Christensen. Right side to Trace Armstrong, who's in, and so is Garrett Irvine now out of that last break. Minden has subbed in R.J. Watson. Skip pass left side. Here's Irvine for three. It's no good. Baronic tries to tip it to himself. Out of bounds, and it belongs to Minden. Minden wanted it over the back. Baronic didn't get it the first time, and then he went for it a second time, and there was a lot more contact that second time. And Minden will get the basketball. Checking in for the Whippets is going to be Jonas Lovin. Coach Shannon Lovin says he believes they can keep up with Ravenna's depth. Both of them are going to go 9 or 10 deep. As Minden has the basketball, breaks the press, into the front court, Derek Kissinger. Crossover dribble into the paint, didn't want the shot, kicks it out, Bloom, 4-3, it's good. Or Carlson, excuse me, Isaac Carlson into the ball game, hits the three. He's been in for a while, I've been calling him Bloom, my apologies. It's 8-8. So the ball game tied here, Minden with five straight, trying to get it into Armstrong, batted away, he gets it back. Trace will come out and swing in the left-hand corner to Irvine. Picked up there by Lovin. Around the perimeter, over to Saborn. Big three remain in there, Saborn, Anderson, and Baronic. Back cut, they get it to Connor. Has to go around a defender while in the air and lay it up and in. 7 for Baronic, 10-8 Ravenna. Quickly up the floor, Minden, but there's nothing there, so they'll kick it back out to Isaac Carlson. Carlson, long pass to the left wing. But it's too far out for Watson, so he's just going to dribble it back and give it to Lovin at the top of the circle. Reverse it right side, Carlson off the pick. Fadeaway three is on the way, no good by Kissinger. But a long rebound comes out to R.J. Watson. And Minden will get another chance. Ball fake, left corner, 17-footer is no good by Lovin. And the rebound brought underneath by Anderson. Outlet pass to Saborn. Saborn to Baronic. Fakes the three, kicks it into the corner. Armstrong for three. It is short that time, and the rebound falls into the hands of R.J. Watson. Up the floor comes Minden. A chance to tie or take the lead with a three. To the baseline, driving Carlson in traffic. Rolls off the rim, no good. Baronic with his third board, and we continue to run. Armstrong didn't like it. Not much for Trace off the dribble. He had it there if he wanted it, but he's not comfortable with that. He's more of a post player. Who can shoot the ball a little bit outside, or at least not afraid to. Coach Paul Baronic probably doesn't have anybody on this team that's afraid to shoot the ball. Minute 25 to go, first quarter, and a trip as Saborn tries to get to the hoop, and he got his legs tangled up with Isaac Carlson. First foul of the game on Isaac Carlson. Second on the team. And the scoring has drastically slowed down here over the last couple of minutes. Both teams going to sub, it looks like. Ravenna will sub, Minden will counter. That's what they've done here so far in the first quarter. Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. Ball knocked out of the hands of Saborn, and then Sinzel undercuts Cremosta trying to make the steal. Foul on Sinzel is the third on Minden. And should be the first on Thomas Sinzel. 10-8 Ravenna, minute 17 to go here in quarter number one. St. Cecilia leading Boone Central in the boys' game 9-7 after one quarter of play after the St. Cecilia girls upset Boone earlier. Here's a backdoor lob to Baronic, and they foul him. The pass was too deep. He actually ended up behind the backboard, and Minden bailed him out by leaving their feet that time. And anytime it's in Baronic's hands, I guess you just fight and bite on the ball fake. And the foul is called on Christian Schwenke, his first, and Connor Baronic to shoot two. And the first one is up and in. So Baronic, who's averaging 23 points a ball game, has 8 in the first quarter. And a second free throw is on the way, and it is good. So Connor hits them both, and it's 12-8, a 4-point lead here for Ravenna. Press is broke down the middle of the floor. Christensen, that it's tapped away from behind. Saborn caught up to him. Minden, 5 turnovers. Ravenna, none. A minute to go in the quarter. And Ravenna now a chance to get their biggest lead of the game. Up by 4. Get it between the circles. Swing it over to Saborn, left wing. Picked up there by Sinzel to Cremosta. He had 4 threes against Donovan last Thursday. Gets it down on the block to Baronic. They try to double him down. Faces the hoop. Can't get a shot. Needs some help. Dribbles the ball. Now loses it. He's going to have to throw it off the floor. A foot of a Minden player. They get it back. It's a scrum. And Minden can't save it from going out of bounds. Baronic was tested to every bit of his basketball ability there, and Minden was up to the task. Still Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop, 30 seconds to go in the quarter, 12-8 Jays. Cremosta holding the ball on the left wing, finally has to dribble out of there and give it to Saborn. And Trevor Again, they don't have as much of a dribbling lane as they had before. Saborn runs into the double team. They reverse it quickly to Anderson. Anderson high post to Wilkie. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Great defense by Minden. Saborn out at midcourt. Gives it to Moronic. 5 seconds. Crossover dribble. Kicks it back in the corner. Saborn off balance three is no good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. In the battle of unbeatens here in Ravenna, the Blue Jays 12, the Minden Whippets 8. You're listening to High School Hoops on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended, Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are.
Time, the Hastings St. Cecilia boys, a 22-19 lead over Boone Central. That's exactly what the girls' game was, and St. Cecilia won it 47-44. Here it's 12-8. Minden is trailing. They get the ball to start the second quarter at Ravenna in the Battle of Unbeatens on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Glad you're along with us. Doug Duda here with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns. Carlson, stutter drill, left side of the key, takes it all the way and scores. Five for Carlson. Baseball pass for Ravenna. Anderson's already in the paint. Kicks it out to the trailer. Saborn for three. It is no good. And the rebound brought down by Derek Kissinger. Up ahead, he's got Sinzel. He tried to get it all the way in there and was cut off by Saborn. And now Cremosta on the way back out commits the foul. Second on mark. In the first quarter, I had Minden for five turnovers. Ravenna for none. Rebounds, six each. Three-point shooting, 1 of 4 Ravenna, 1 of 2 Minden. Free throw shooting, 3 of 3 Ravenna, 1 of 2 Minden. Minden ball after the foul. Each team with 4 now. Baseline, driving, fader, Kissinger up and in. Derek with his first bucket. And the first two buckets of the second quarter have allowed Minden to tie the game at 12. Saborn swings it to the weak side. Cremosta is there with Wilkie, but he goes back to the right side. Down to Moronic. He's posted up on Sinzel. They kick it back out. Anderson for the three. It's good. Tyson Anderson with his second three. He's got both threes for Ravenna. 15-12. Minden has never led here in the ball game. Over to Carlson. Isaac holds the ball on the left wing. Guarded by Saborn. Back out top to Christensen. He'll give the ball to Kissinger. Can't get anywhere. They've guarded Kissinger very well so far. Minden kicks it back out between the circles. Now Sinzel. Not a three-point threat. Back over to Christensen. Top of the circle. Gets it down low in the paint to Schwenka. Turnaround jumper. Wilkie holds his ground. Blocks the shot. Takes it away. Here comes Ravenna to the other end. Doesn't have the numbers. He'll hit Cremosta. Right corner. Cut off there. Loses his dribble. Gets it to the cutter. Saborn able to put it up and in. Just when it looks like Ravenna's in trouble, they know what to do. And when you play together that long, that's what happened. And a timeout will be called here by Minden. The Whippets got the first two buckets to tie it. Now Ravenna answers with a 2 and a 3, and they're up by 5. 6:07 to go in the first half of play. Ravenna 17, Minden 12 on Classic Hits.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Well, you know it's a big game when the state's all-time leading scorer in boys basketball, Bill Holliday, is here. And, of course, with many ties to Minden, his grandson played there. And now he's here watching two of the best teams in the state battle it off. 6 minutes to go. First half, 17-12. Ravenna off back-to-back buckets. Minden has got Bloom back into the ballgame. Baseline, good ball fake. Driving in, Sintel has it blocked. Baranek, I'm going to say, got his hand on a basketball, but it could have been any of the three. Connor's tallest. I'll give him the block. First of the game. And Ravenna's got the ball back here. Into the contest for the Blue Jays, Sid Techmeyer. Techmeyer gets into the left-hand corner. Baranek all by himself on his way to shoot the ball. The ball is blocked out of there, but it's picked back up in the backcourt. Good defense again. That's Carlson. Now it's picked up in the corner. Techmeyer for three. It is short. Rebound brought down by Bloom. Bloom running to the other end. All the way to the rack and scores. As soon as Bloom got the rebound, you knew what he had in mind. He took off and didn't stop until he laid it over the front of the rim for his second bucket. 17-14 Ravenna. As we approach the five-minute mark here in quarter number two. Top of the circle, Techmeyer. Right side, Wilkie. And the big three in there with those two. Saborn, Anderson, Baranek. Techmeyer back to Wilkie on the right wing. Minden has got a hand in his face with Christian Schwenke. Left side, Saborn. They lob it in. There's Baranek. Didn't want to take the shot, though, at Schwenke. Back out, Anderson. Three-pointer that time is no good. Long rebound, Baranek. Leans in, passes it off. Techmeyer missed the little layup that time, and the rebound brought down by Christian Schwenke. And Minden back in business here on the offensive end. They really spread the floor now against this man-to-man, almost a four-corner look as they are reaching in on Bloom, dribbling the basketball. But Carson maintains possession and swings it over on the right wing to Sinzel, who brings it back out top. Carlson says, I'm open, as Ravenna wasn't paying a lot of attention on the baseline. 4:10 to go in the half, 17-14 at half. We'll talk with Minden assistant coach Don Miller about their very nice win tonight, 68-49 over the Ravenna Lady Jays. Midway through the second quarter, they get it down to the low block. Schwenke kicks it back out on top. There's just not a shot there. R.J. Watson. Now they lob it down low to Sinzel. All in one motion in the air. He'll tip it up and in. Sinzel with his first bucket. It's a one-point game. 17-16 Ravenna. 3:40 to go here in the second quarter. Techmeyer on the left wing. We've got a bunch of folks waiting to check into the ball game. Wilkie up top goes Saborn. So far, Ravenna is 2 of 8 from three-point land, both of them by Tyson Anderson. Now Saborn says, I'm going to take it in, and a reach-in foul going to be called on Sinzel. I think they're going to call it on the ground. And the foul on Thomas Sinzel would be his second. It is the fifth team foul. And now here comes Garrett Irvine, Trace Armstrong, Mark Cremosta in for Ravenna. Saborn and Connor Baranek will stay in the game for Minden. Carlson and Bloom and Lovin and Watson and Kissinger on the floor. Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. Baranek gets it to Cremosta in the right-hand corner. Dribbles out of there. Comes, well, he's looking for the back cut, but Carlson's on top that time of Baranek. Swing it to the left side. Now they go to Baranek. He cuts through. He lays it up and in off the assist from Armstrong. 11 points for Connor Baranek. The lead is back to 3. 19-16 Ravenna. On the left wing, Watson wide open. Long 3. No good. And then it goes over the backboard after the high hop off the back of the rim. And Anderson comes back in for the Ravenna Blue Jays. 3:05 to go. First half, 19-16. And Ravenna has the lead. You look at Ravenna, we talked about it defensively earlier. Outside of that double overtime win against Kearney Catholic, they have allowed a few points, usually over 45, but they blow so many teams out. It's kind of like the first game. They give up 55 to Chambers Wheeler Central, who's good, but they scored 92. And we've got a scrum in the middle. Baranek never did handle it. I thought they might call him for a walk. Instead, they're going to call Minden for a foul. A get on a back cut. And the foul is going to be on Jonas Lovin, his first, team sixth. Baranek to the line where he is 3 of 3, 11 points, 5 rebounds, and a block already here in the first half. And the free throw is up and in. 20-16. And we have another substitution, and we're ready to go with the second free throw. It is up, and it's in. So Baranek playing big in a big game so far. 21-16. Lead is back to 5. Ravenna's had it there three or four times now. in the backcourt. Derek Kissinger trying to get it across the timeline. Finally does Watson down to Bloom. He attacks. There's nowhere to go, and he loses the basketball. First turnover of the second quarter by either team. And now Ravenna, they're going to have a discussion as to whose ball it is on who it got deflected off of. And it's going to go to Ravenna. Minden fans didn't like it. It was closer to their fan section. And so Ravenna will get the ball. Veronica throw it in deep in the left-hand corner as you see the floor to Anderson on the left wing. And Carlson has his hands right now. Anderson up and under, moving the paint, and he scores. 8 for Tyson Anderson, and the biggest lead of the ball game. Ravenna now up by 7. They've scored 6 in a row to go up 23-16. Holding the ball is Derek Kissinger. He and Christian Schwenk, you got to find a way to get things rolling when they're in there together. But right now, Schwenk is on the bench. And a pass deflected away again. A jump pass is stolen away. And Ravenna is still perfect at handling the basketball. Saborn fakes the long three. Bloom a hand on his hip. Saborn takes the dribble to the right side. Then Bloom knocks it away. First steal of the game. Bloom to the rack. Saborn fouls him. The layup will not go. And the first turnover of the game by Ravenna will send Carson Bloom to the line for his first free throw attempt. With a minute 44 to go here before half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. Full house here. Although it's not locked, the doors full house, it is full. Free throw is up, and it is no good. By Carson Bloom. Back into the ball game. Christian Swanka for Minden and Sid Techmeyer for Ravenna. Mark Cremosta has those two fouls, so Coach Baronic wanted to get him back on the bench here. With a minute 44 to go and a half, second free throw is good. So Carson Bloom gets his fifth point of the ball game. That breaks a 6-0 run by Ravenna, 23-17 Jays. Techmeyer in the front court, one dribble back out between the circles to Anderson. Dribbles to the left wing, back over to Techmeyer on the right side. He's really being pestered out there by Christensen. Now they lob it back door and way over Techmeyer's head and into the cheerleading section. So Ravenna turns it over on back-to-back possessions. 90 seconds left here. What will happen in this last 90? Can Minden cut it down to a one-possession game? Or can Ravenna expand it to a double-digit lead, or will it be somewhere in between? Off a double pick, Kissinger fadeaway three at the top of the circle, no good. Rebound, though, chased down by Isaac Carlson, his first. They're really having to work to get Kissinger any looks at all right now. Bloom drives the right baseline, runs out of room, has to kick it out to Carlson for three. It's no good. And the rebound to Baronic, his sixth. They want to run into the front court. Anderson, and fouling him all the way is Christian Schwenka. Not only is it his second foul, it's the seventh team foul. So Ravenna will be at the line shooting a 1-1 here with Tyson Anderson. His first free throw attempt of the basketball game. And you look at Ravenna as a team from the free throw line, they shoot 74%. Tyson is a 68% free throw shooter. Four of their five starters shoot 68% or better, but that free throw is no good. High in the air to get the rebound is going to be Christian Schwenka, and Lucas Wilkie is tied up with him, and they're going to call Lucas for the foul. His first, second, but the team's sixth. And the ball comes back over now to Minden. We remain at 23-17. 50 seconds to go in the first half. Minden trying to break the press. They dribble across the timeline into the trap. Then the pass is deflected away. Eighth turnover for Minden. Here comes Ravenna. Numbers aren't there. They'll hit the trailer Saborn. Back over to Anderson. Anderson into the paint. Kicks it out to Wilkie. Right corner they go to Trace Armstrong. Low block Baronic, and they kick it back out with 30 seconds to go. Armstrong, right side of the key, holds the ball. Although Carlson keeps poking at it. Now out to midcourt to Saborn, and let's see if Ravenna wants to hold for one. And I think Coach Paul Baronic is trying to call a timeout to set up a play. And the official's not seeing it. And now we've got an offensive foul on Ravenna trying to set up a screen. And so not only don't they get the timeout to set up the last play, foul call and a push-off on the Blue Jays with 12 seconds to go in the half. And they don't tell us who this foul's on either. Up the floor comes Minden, 8 seconds. Christensen back to Bloom, off the pick. left corner, 4 seconds. There's nobody there. Tries to give it off, and a foul underneath. Really tying up Christian Schwenka. Christian Schwenka grabbed on the way up by Trevor Saborn. Apparently his first foul. The foul at the other end was on Trace Armstrong, his first. But we're in the bonus both ways. So Christian Schwenka will be shooting a 1-1 here with 1.8 seconds to go. Well, now let's see. Joe Wells is over at the scorer's table discussing what's going on. That's a second foul on Trevor Saborn. So now we're ready to go. Christian Schwenka to shoot the free throw. Front end of a 1-1 with 1.8 seconds to go on the half. It's up. It's in. Third point for Schwenka, 23-18 in this low-scoring battle of unbeatens. And now the second free throw for Schwenka. And if he makes it, they better make sure they don't let Ravenna get a shot away. It's on the way. It's no good, so it doesn't matter. Baronic from three-quarter court, and it's short. And that is the end of the first play after Garrett Irvine got the rebound. In the battle of unbeatens here in Ravenna, the hometown Blue Jays, 23 and Minden 18. You're listening to High School Hoops on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, Ravenna, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation half, the first half stats. We'll look back at the girls' game. Assistant coach from Minden, Donnie Miller, is expected to join us right here on KKPR.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. As we are at the halftime, this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Again, it's 23-18 Ravenna over Minden in this battle of unbeatens here in Ravenna. And we had a pretty good girls game as well. Minden ends up pulling away for a 68-49 win over Ravenna. Some great performances in this basketball game tonight. For Minden, their big three did what they do. Hallie Bauer, 25 points, 20 points, 12 rebounds for Jamie Kissinger, 17 points for Brooke Kissinger. So they had 62 of the 68 points tonight. But Ravenna's Carissa Finke kind of outdid them all. 27 points for her in the basketball game. Ravenna falls to 9-3, all of their losses to state-rated teams, Kearney Catholic, Centura, and Minden. And Minden goes to 11-1. Their only loss to Boone Central. Boone Central was upset tonight by St. Cecilia on a last-second three, 47-44. And Minden plays St. Cecilia Thursday. And that game will be on the breeze, 94.5. Girls assistant coach Donnie Miller joins us here at half. Coach, you always want to have some good competition, and I think you got it tonight in Ravenna.
Oh, I think, you know, these games make you better. We knew this was going to be a tough stretch ahead of us. Ravenna's tough. I don't care if, you know, I know they miss Maggie, but, they've got kids that they play hard. You know you're going to get a battle. We know we didn't want to look past this one. It's just going to be these kind of teams are going to be teams that, you know, you're going to go anywhere. You got to play them and deal with it.
I said in the pregame, the two keys to this game were going to be 3-point shooting both ways because both teams like to shoot the three. I think you guys like to shoot even more than Ravenna, which I didn't know was possible, but whether Ravenna would even be able to get some threes off. And they hit their first four in the game, gave them some confidence, kept them around until you finally put them away in the fourth quarter. But more importantly, was could they handle your pressure? And your pressure, they're not tall. We saw it against Centura. They struggle with the height. And they handle it okay, but it seemed like in the fourth quarter they were making some unforced errors, and it just finally, you finally wore them down.
I think we did to a certain extent. They got some good looks. They shot the ball. It seemed as though I think probably I could be wrong, Doug, but you know maybe three or four times we thought we got them. You know, we're ready for a knockout punch, and here they came again. And it was probably some defensive lapses. Maybe us maybe getting a little content and flat footed and not finding shooters. And they did what they do well.
Hallie is just so good. I mentioned at one point during the game she might be the most underrated female athlete in the state. You just don't see girls with the jump shot that she had, even in a Class A uniform.
Very true. She's got that nice little mid-range jumper. It's really kind of a lost art, Doug, the 12 to 15-foot shot or, you know, maybe even an 8 to 10 that you just pull up and it's so soft. And you know when it leaves, she shoots in rhythm. She's a confident player. She's, you know, kids that you know what you're going to get every night with her. And she's gonna give you a good floor game, and she's a great leader.
One thing that can be overlooked is your ability to rebound the basketball. You can chalk up some of that to if you shoot a lot of threes, you might get some offensive rebounds from the long rebounds. But Jamie Kissinger wasn't getting a lot of long rebounds. I had her for a dozen boards tonight. Has that been her MO throughout the year?
Between Jamie and Hallie, really, those two are great rebounders. They have a sense for where the ball's at. If Jamie shoots and misses, you better watch it because she's coming. She knows where it's going to go. And she's going to try to track it down. They just have a knack of getting the ball in their hands, and that comes through work. You know that.
Donna, we'll let you out of here kind of with this question. What did you learn from the Boone Central game? Because it wasn't like you shot poorly. It was just a high-scoring game. What did you learn from that, and how has the team improved since then?
Well, I think some things that we learned is maybe we weren't as good defensively as we thought we were. Maybe also we found out that maybe we're at times a little bit too impatient offensively, and we can settle for better shots instead of getting in a hurry and getting in a rush and trying to match people bucket for bucket, and being a little bit more intent in the half court to find a better shot that's out there.
Hastings Saints, to see you Thursday. What do you do?
I'll tell you what, it's going to be another great atmosphere. They're sky high. I'd like to think we're better than what we were, you know, maybe a month ago. It's going to be a great matchup. If you know, these are the games you look down your schedule and you go, that's going to be one that you know you better gear up for because you know both teams are going to be ready to go.
Coach, thanks for the time. We'll see you again soon. Great win tonight.
Thank you very much, Doug. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Donnie Miller, assistant coach for the Minden Lady Whippets. They win it tonight 68-49. Boys game half 23-18. Kind of figured this might be a little more defensive than some folks thought. Ravenna has the lead by 5. We'll look at the numbers right after this. Timeout.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow. Once in a while, you might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clearing.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Take a look now at the first half stats of our boys' basketball game. First of all, for the Minden Whippets, Isaac Carlson, 5 points and a rebound. Carson Bloom, 5 points and a rebound. Tom Sinzel, 2 points and a rebound. R.J. Watson, 2 rebounds. Christian Schwenke, 3 points, 4 rebounds and a block. And Derek Kissinger, 3 points, 2 rebounds. 8 points in the first quarter, 10 of the second at the half, 18 points, 11 rebounds, 3 out of 6 at the free throw line, 1 of 5 from three-point land, 1 block, 8 turnovers for Minden, 2 fouls on Schwenka and Sintel. For Ravenna, Trevor Savorin, 2 points, Tyson Anderson, 8 points and 1 rebound, Connor Baronic, 13 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 block. Only those three have scored. Lucas Wilkie has a rebound and a block, and Garrett Irvine has 1 rebound. 12 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second quarter. At the half, 23 points, 9 rebounds, a perfect 5 of 5 at the line, and those are all from Connor Baronic. 2 of 8 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, and 2 turnovers. In the battle of unbeatens at half, it's Ravenna 23 and Minden 18. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Along with our producer engineers, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda here at Ravenna. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors, to Athletic Director Paul Anderson, and the fine folks here, and as always, at Ravenna for their hospitality. And we're ready to start the second half. 10-0 Ravenna, 9-0 Minden, 23-18 Ravenna, and they will get the ball to start the third quarter of play. So here we go, Connor Baronic with the basketball. Crossover dribble guarded by Bloom. Back cut, try to get it to Bourne, and diving to knock the ball out of bounds will be the Whippets and Thomas Sinzel. He has been on the floor a couple of times in this basketball game. Again, a full house. And the ball will come in, try to back cut it again. It's knocked off the foot of Minden and out of bounds. Trying to get that ball to Sabor. Now, remember, Sinzel has 2 fouls. I think they're trying to get an early third on him and get maybe Minden's best defensive player on the bench for a little bit. 23-18, Anderson right-hand corner. He has 8, 13 for Baronic. That's 21 of their 23. Sabor with the other 2. And he's got the ball on the left wing, weak side. Back up top, Anderson against the man-to-man. On his penetration, he'll dish it to Sabor. Swing it over to Wilkie for 3. It's good. Lucas. Wilkie with his first bucket of the ball game, 3rd of the night for Ravenna, and that is their biggest lead at 8 points, 26-18. Minden trying the 3, high arching 3 comes up short by Christensen, and the rebound is brought down by Mark Cremosta. His first of the game, Anderson comes into the paint, gets away with a travel, puts it up, no good. Rebound is brought down by Sinzel, his second. Again, it's been pretty much under control, good defense in this game. Not a lot of shots and not a lot of shots missed, but it is a low-scoring game because we haven't seen quite that many shots as these teams are used to seeing. Sintel drives the right side of the key, kicks it off in the corner, and a reach-in foul on Tyson Anderson trying to knock it away from Derek Kissinger. That'll be the first on Anderson, first foul of the half, and Isaac Carlson comes in for Christensen for Minden. Don't forget Thursday, Elm Creek at Axtell. Friday, Pleasanton at Amherst. Saturday afternoon, Hastings St. Cecilia at Kearney Catholic, all here on Classic Hits. Bloom drives, dribbles it off his foot, and it's picked up by Ravenna. That is Minden's 9th turnover. Ravenna has 2. Baronic spots up for 3. Can't get it to go. Offensive rebound in the corner. Savorin trying to get a shot back up. Goes to Anderson for 3. It rattles around. No good. Wilkie point blank put back. No good. Baronic, he's fouled. So 4 attempts, none of them go in, but Baronic will go to the line where he is 5 of 5 in the basketball game. 6:23 to go, third quarter, 26-18 in favor of Ravenna on the Lucas Wilkie 3, the only scoring so far in the second half. The foul was on Christian Schwenka, his 3rd. And the free throw is up and in by Baronic. That's his 14th point. 27-18. And the second free throw on the way. And it is good. So Veronica hits them both. That's 15. And it will be Minden basketball. They find themselves down by 10, now needing to find a way to get it going. Bloom into the front court to Carlson. Into the corner they go to Lovin. Back over to Kissinger. Kissinger. Ball fake, can't get a shot away, or at least is too timid. Now up and under move, draws the foul, and he'll go to the line. The foul will be on Tyson Anderson, his second. And to the line will be Derek Kissinger, where he is one of two at the line, has 3 points. 6:05 to go third quarter. And the free throw, after much time at the line, Kissinger up and in. 4 points now here for Derek. Calm down. Don't get so nervous. 6:05 to go. And the free throw is on the way, and it is in by Kissinger. He hits them both. He's got 5 points, and it's 28-20. Across the timeline comes Connor Baronic with the basketball. Works it left wing to Garrett Irvine, who has checked in. Back up top, Trace Armstrong to Baronic. Working on Bloom. Some contact, backs it up to Saborin. Saborin swings it over. Playing catch with Baronic on the right wing. Everybody kind of standing around right now. You don't usually see that from Ravenna. Over to Armstrong. Dribbles twice and gives it on the left wing to Baronic. Overload there off the pick. Anderson. Anderson into the paint. Kicks it out Irvine. Open three. It's off the iron. No good. And this time they're going to call Connor Baronic over the back of Carson Bloom. And for Connor, that'll be his second personal foul, third team foul here of the half. Minden inbounds the ball. Has been become a little lethargic for Minden. They haven't done much at all here over the last 5 minutes of playing. And with it, Bloom. Skip pass, tried to fire it underneath, and Saborn closed the gap, knocked it away, off the backboard, and it's a turnover. Here comes Baronic into the corner now to Armstrong. Left elbow, Saborn inside the arc. Puts the ball on the floor, trying to drive on Sinzel. Can't get anywhere. Back out to Irvine. Irvine guarded by Bloom and stepped out of bounds right in front of the Ravenna bench. Just the third turnover of the night for the Blue Jays. And back over to the Whippets, but can they get anything going? Two free throws in the first 3 minutes here. Ravenna has two free throws and a three by Wilkie. Battle of unbeatens, 28-20 in this chess match between Minden and Ravenna. Not a lot of open looks so far tonight. With it is going to be Kissinger. Gives it off to Bloom. Gives it back up top. Kissinger swings it right side to Carlson. On the baseline, Wilkie runs over Sinzel. No call, and it'll be stolen away. Here comes Saborn into the front court to Cremosta. Left-hand corner, Anderson can't get the three away. Gets it down to the baseline, and Wilkie trying to save it. Takes out a youngster on the baseline, and oh, no. I wouldn't want Wilkie landing on me either. And I think that's a little Thober. I think a little Thober just got wiped out down there, and he is not happy. Little Thober giving up about 200 to Lucas Wilkie there. And when it's all said and done, it might be comical to the fans, but the little guy, he's sad, and maybe because Ravenna turned it over. I don't know. Minden gets the ball back here, and Kissinger with it. Gives it off to Bloom. But Minden's got to get something going offensively here. 20 points through two and a half quarters isn't going to get it done. Bloom, ball fake, driving on Saborn, takes him to the rack, lays it up and in. Carson Bloom with 7 points in the ball game, 28-22. Cremosta up the floor, and we've got a double dribble called. Cremosta wanted to pass it. His man wasn't looking, so he kept dribbling, and the official caught him with that. And you get the feeling that if somebody could score, we'd get start going up and down the floor again like we did in the first quarter, and maybe we'd start to see some points. Both teams aren't afraid to run, but they're not doing a run just to run. Bloom, they try to trap him in the back. Courtney walked. He spun right into the double team and didn't know quite what to do. 12th turnover for Minden. So Minden got a chance there and couldn't take advantage. Techmeyer back in for the Blue Jays. So you've got Baronic, Saborn, Anderson, Wilkie, and Techmeyer on the floor. You have R.J. Watson out there with Carlson, Bloom, Lovin, and Kissinger. This five kind of seen a little more playing time than I've seen from Minden in the past. Schwenke's been on the bench with those three fouls, though. Anderson with the dribble. Comes to the right side. Cross over there on Kissinger. Holds the ball. Picks the dribble up and gives it to Saborn. Saborn sees some room. Takes it to the paint. Draws the contact. And he'll go to the line and shoot two. 28-22, Ravenna. 3:19 to go here in the third quarter. It has not been a high-flying act over the last 12 minutes. The foul is called on R.J. Watson, his first. Free throw, Saborn is good. 3 points now for Trevor Saborn. 29-22. On pace to be the lowest scoring game for either one of these teams so far this season. And a second free throw, rattling around, but it's good. Saborn hits them both. And Minden wants to bring Christian Schwenke back into the ballgame. And Lovin will check out again. Earlier tonight, Minden won the girls' game, pulled away in the fourth quarter to win it 68-49. Hallie Bauer, 25 points. The Kissinger sisters, Jamie, 20 points, 12 rebounds, 17 points for Brooke, 27 for Carissa Finke of Ravenna. Watson skip pass. It's hard to throw over Ravenna. They tipped it, but run down by Kissinger, so Minden maintains possession. Back cut. They get it to Schwenke. Missed the layup. Went off the wrong foot. Got his own rebound. He's going to be fouled by Veronica on the footpath. Christian Schwenke to the line to shoot two. He's one of two. Connor Veronica with his third personal foul. 14th foul of the half on Ravenna. So Schwenke will get two. And this fourth quarter, if it's close, could end up being a long one. We've only had one timeout called in the game. As the free throw is good, it's 30-23. Second free throw, around and out, no good. And Veronica, who committed the foul, gets his eighth rebound. He'll get it into the front court to Tyson Anderson. Dribbles with the right hand, but stays right in the middle of the floor. Picks it up, goes to Saborn, threw it behind him. Watson knocks it away. There's a scrum. Veronica dives on it and calls timeout. Timeout, Ravenna. 2:39 to go here in the third quarter of play. 30-23, Ravenna leads Minden.
Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, serving you and your sporting needs for years, and they'll continue to do that as we head into 2012. Don't forget right now that every item in the store, 15% off the mark price. Regular price, take 15% off. 25% off already, still take another 15% off. Maybe you've still got a late Christmas, they'll have something for everyone on your list. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, wishing you a very happy new year.
And welcome back to high school basketball. Doug did in a host of hundreds and over 1,000, 1,500 here tonight for this boys and girls basketball doubleheader between Ravenna and Minden, our boys game, a battle of unbeatens, and it is a defensive battle right now. 30-23 Ravenna, 2:39 to go in this third quarter. And Ravenna has the basketball. Out of the timeout, Anderson dribbles and goes nowhere. Gives it to Cremosta, weak side, right side. He dribbles to the baseline. Runs into a double team. And now Bloom and Watson try to trap him, but Carson Bloom apparently got him on the arm. And that will be his second personal foul. There was our mystery foul man from the first half. So he fouled on the very first play of the game, and that's his second first since that time. So Ravenna gets another chance. Wilkie off the pick. Quick reversal right side. Saborn tries a three. It's a little flat. It is no good. And coming out of there with a basketball will be Bloom. Just his third board that tells you the type of game it's been. Then they lose him. Bloom goes right to the hoop. He's fouled but couldn't finish. Wilkie thought he heard switch or something. He was covering him. The next thing you know, he starts walking away, and there's nobody to cover Carson Bloom. And covering late there to try and help Saborn commits the foul, his third. And at the line to shoot two, Carson Bloom. He's one of two for 7 points and misses that one. Minden, one field goal here in the third quarter. Ravenna, one field goal here in the third quarter. Second free throw. It's no good. And then over the back on Schwenke, and that is his fourth. Well, at times when you play such good competition, you may not look like you're the good team. on the floor, and both teams are struggling right now. Missed free throws, over the back fouls, and Ravenna will get the ball. But nobody making anything here in the second half. A Wilkie three and a Bloom two. And now Saborn picks up a loose ball, throws it out top, Baronic. Quick shuffle into the right-hand corner to Wilkie. Minden hangs with him. Now Bloom, can he stay in bounds? No. He knocked it away, but could not keep it on the floor as it goes out of bounds right in front of the scorer's table. A minute 48 to go, third quarter, Ravenna 30, Minden 23. And Baronic to throw it in here as the original five starters are on the floor for Ravenna. Schwenke on the bench with four fouls for Minden. That's not going to help them. They get it into the paint. Anderson backs his way in, kicks it out to Wilkie, and he doesn't do anything with it. Back to Anderson. Anderson was real deep on the block and did not take the turnaround jumper. Cremosta to Saborn. He dribbles left hand into the paint. Pull-up jumper from eight. Good. So Anderson didn't. Saborn did. He's got six, and the lead is at nine. 32-23. And again, Minden has got to find a way to get some shots up. They will never close this gap if they don't shoot the basketball. And they're backing away from the hoop right now. Carlson on the left wing. Crossover dribble by Cremosta, then passes it out. Dribbling in Kissinger, and he draws the foul. It's on Anderson, his third, all in this quarter. And you got a sense maybe that the teams are getting frustrated. They're so used to getting a lot of points, and they're just not even getting any looks tonight. So at the line, Derek Kissinger. He's 3 of 4, has 5 points. And let's see if he can cash something in here for the Whippets. Free throw up and no good. Minden is 3 of 7 from the line in this quarter. They are 6 of 13, less than 50% of the game. Second free throw for Kissinger. On the way, and it's good. So Kissinger gets 1 of 2. He's got 6 points. And it's 32-24. Ravenna under a minute to go, third quarter. Saborn pushes it up the floor, brings it all the way from the right to the left, and hands it off to Baronic. Baronic covered there by Carlson. But again, Ravenna comes all the way out to midcourt, almost like they're going to play for the last shot. They spread the floor. There's nobody in the paint. Saborn dribbling it around, 5-second count on. Now picks the dribble up and goes to Anderson, 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Ravenna would be content with an 8-point lead and possibly more if they can get a shot here. 5-second count on Saborn, really leaning on Sinzel. And then a foul off. Oh, they're going to call a walk. It would have been an offensive foul. Saborn seemed surprised. If they didn't call a walk, it would have been an offensive foul. He just laid down his arm and rolled right over the top of Sinzel. And for Saborn, that is his fourth, I do believe. I have not posted it yet, but I would have him for 4 fouls. And Minden will throw it in, and they're not even ready. They throw it away. Carlson wasn't even looking. And Minden with their 5th turnover of the quarter. They have not posted that foul here for Ravenna. I think that was the 7th team foul, too. Well, it was offensive, but if they don't even put it in the book for Trevor Saborn, that should have been his 4th. And according to the board, it wasn't even registered. Oh, it's called a travel, that's why. Now Saborn scores. And Saborn will get a chance at a 3-point play. So it wasn't the 4th foul on Saborn. It was just a travel, and not his 4th foul. So my bad on that one. On the Ravenna turnover, now Saborn answers right back. 3rd foul on Thomas Sinzel. And a chance to take an 11-point lead possibly into the quarter break. Saborn has 6 points in this quarter, and his free throw is good. He's got 7. And that'll make it 35-24. That's a big exchange. Minden had the ball down 8, threw it away. Now they're down 11 with 15 seconds to go in the quarter. It is the biggest lead of the game for Ravenna. And in a low-scoring game, Minden's going to have a heck of a fourth quarter. Up the floor, Carlson, back to Bloom, down the middle of the paint. He lays it up too strong. Offensive rebound, Lovin. He'll put it back up and in. Minden trying to get it in for a last-second shot, but they will not be able to do so. That's the end of the third quarter of play. Battle of Unbeatens, Ravenna 35, Minden 26. We head to the fourth quarter after this on Classic Hits.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
We head to the fourth quarter of play. Ravenna, a nice 9-point cushion over Minden in this battle of unbeaten boys basketball teams. 10-0 Ravenna, 9-0 Minden. It's low scoring, 35-26. 7 points in the quarter there for Ravenna's Trevor Saborn. Only four players have scored in the game, and outside of Lucas Wilkie's three that quarter, 32 of the 35 points from the big three for Ravenna. Big difference in the game. Free throw shooting. Ravenna's 10 of 10. Minden 7 of 14. And it's stolen away by Anderson. He missed the layup, though. And Sinzel will get the rebound. Up the floor they come. Kissinger tries to go around Baronic and does. Barrett Kissinger with 8 points. So Minden cuts it to 7. But the Whippets have got to cut down on their mistakes if they want to come back. 35-28 Ravenna. First minute of the fourth quarter. Anderson guarded out there by Bloom. Schwenke is back in the game. He's got 4 fouls. Baronic, Anderson, and Saborn all have 3 for Ravenna. And Baronic has it on the left wing, guarded by Carlson. He has a game-high 15, goes by Carlson, and lays it up off the left-hand glass and scores. 17 for Connor Baronic, 37-28. 3-point shooting in the game. Minden 1 of 6, Ravenna 3 of 13. Into the corner, Carlson, and the baseline was wide open, and Shannon Lovin called a timeout. That's the kind of breaks Minden has been getting right here. And so a full-length timeout by Minden with 6:59 to go in the ball game. It is Ravenna 37, Minden 28. We'll be right back.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
We're back to basketball here at Ravenna. Out of the Minden timeout, they trail 37-28. Backdoor lob, but it hit the backboard, and so Bloom couldn't do anything, and then Baronic grabbed the basketball and is fouled. I guess I'll call out a shot since it hit the glass. They had that play set up out of the timeout, did not execute. Then Bloom with the foul, his third. Each team with 6 fouls here in the second half. Baronic will get it into Saborn. And Trevor will bring the ball up the floor. The original 5 starter still on the floor right now for Ravenna. Saborn weaves his way through traffic, gets it to Baronic on the baseline. He's fouled. Ravenna's getting into the air a lot, and Minden defensively is leaving their feet a lot. And now Connor Baronic at the line shooting a 1-1, the one man you do not want at the line. The foul is on Dan Christensen. That is his first. Baronic perfect at the line tonight. And one of the best free throw shooters in the state at 88%. That's not too bad, folks. 66 of 75. I think I saw the night that he missed three or four in a game. He made that one. Second free throw rattles around and then kisses off the glass, but it goes in. 19 points for Connor Baronic, and it's back to an 11-point lead, the largest of the game for Ravenna. Putting that pressure out of the backcourt, Carson Bloom finally gets across the timeline. They're starting to tire minute a bit, it would appear. On the right side, Christensen. Upside, Kissinger. Kissinger has been held to 8 points in the game. Into the corner, Bloom. He's going to make something happen. Gets 2 feet away and kicks it out to Carlson for the three. He cannot convert. And another rebound for Baronic. Outlet pass to Wilkie. He's behind everybody but missed the layup. Ball being tipped around. Wilkie got it back. Throws it up, no good. Rebound, Carson Bloom. Minden up the floor, Bloom. Through one, through two. Runs over a man. Wild shot, no good. Baronic with another rebound. That's his 11th. Now Anderson wants to run. Both teams a little out of control. Anderson kicks it out to Sabor. And three-pointer, no good. Rebound into the hands of Dan Christensen. And as he runs up the floor, we've got a whistle. Christensen ends up in the Ravenna bench. And they're going to call it a turnover on Minden. 15 turnovers for Minden, 6 for Ravenna. Ravenna's doing those fundamental things right, taking care of the ball, making your free throws. Wilkie on the left wing, an 11-point lead, 5.5 to go. Baronic between the circles, 2 dribbles. Cut off there by Carlson, trying to bump off him, make some room. Gets it back over to Zaborn, to Anderson now. Dribbles to the left wing and hands it off on the elbow to Baronic. Baronic wants a shot pretty bad here, but Carlson won't let him take one. Wilkie for 3, and it's good. As Dave Oman said last week for Donovan, that's what you work the whole time for. The next thing you know, somebody that's not supposed to be scoring scores on you, and it just kills everything you've been setting up. Timeout, Minden. But right now, Ravenna is in great shape in this battle of unbeatens. It is 42-28 in favor of the Ravenna Blue Jays with 5:05 to go in the basketball game. The St. Cecilia boys, a 41-33 winner tonight over Boone Central. Earlier tonight in the girls' game, it was St. Cecilia 47, Boone Central unbeaten in number 1, 44. St. Cecilia hit a 3 right before the buzzer to win that game. Here tonight, the Minden girls, 68-49 over Ravenna. This game was fairly close until the last 3 minutes when Minden pulled away. 25 points for Hallie Bauer, 20 points, 12 rebounds for Jamie Kissinger, 17 points for Brooke Kissinger. For Ravenna, Carissa Finke had 27 points. 42-28, Ravenna, 5 minutes to go in the game. Minden basketball, Bloom, Irvine on him, should be able to take him to the hoop, but he picks his dribble up. Now trying to get it over to Schwenke, who's back in with 4 fouls to Bloom. Right elbow out to Kissinger. 3-pointer, it's off the mark. Derek, I'm not sure he's got one good look at the hoop all night. Rebound is saved down there by Armstrong, who got it to Baronic, to Sabourn, all the way in. Tough shot, no good. Irvine put back. Oh, it's set on a rim and wouldn't go. Rebound, Schwenke. Garrett Irvine, he'd like to do that 10 more times. He'd make them all. 3, Bloom, up and no good. Rebound tipped around, ends up in the hands of Carlson. 8-footer is nothing will go in. Baronic with the rebound. To the other end they go. Have the numbers to Armstrong. Layup good. 44-28. 4 minutes to go. Long 3. Minden can't hit it. It's in and out. Carlson no good. Rebound brought down by Trevor Saborin. Outlet Baronic. Pull-up jumper, no good, and a foul on Irvine, just shoving down Schwenke underneath. The foul on Garrett Irvine will be his first. We'll walk to the other end and shoot a 1-1. Christian Schwenke is 2-4 at the line, but you'd have to say this one's pretty much over. 44-28, Ravenna. You're down 16 with 3:54 to go, and you've only scored 28 tonight. And Minden looks like they're going to be handed their first loss of the year. And they have to play at Hastings High Thursday. You can hear the game on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The Minden girls are also in Hastings, but they're playing at St. Cecilia. And you'll hear that on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. 5:45, 7:30. Schwenke's free throw is no good. The rebound is swatted around long enough that Derek Kissinger grabs it. Out to Bloom, trying to get a 3 away. Can't. Back to Kissinger. His 3 finally. Derek Kissinger with 11 points. And Minden finally gets a bucket to go in. 44-31 as Saborn pushes it into the front court to Tyson Anderson. Dribbles right side, back out Saborn. 3.5 to go in his battle of unbeatens. A 13-point lead by the Blue Jays. To Armstrong to Irvine, playing catch around the perimeter. Anderson drives to Trace in the left-hand corner. Dropped by Saborn, back to Anderson, comes into the paint, kicks it out. Now they're just playing keep away with 3:15 to go, 44-31. Moronic takes it way out. He posts up Sinzel, but he's 15 feet away from the hoop. Anderson into the paint, lob to Moronic. Oh, that could have been an alley-oop, but it was just a little off. Moronic came back down with it and then laid it up and in. 6 in the quarter, 21 in the game for Connor Moronic. 46-31. Bloom tried to take Saborn to the rack. Does his spinner all the way around and out. No good. Armstrong trying to save the ball. Then he throws it away after he got the rebound. And now the jumper is up and in, and a timeout by Minden. Timeout on the floor. 2:40 to go in the game. 46-33. Ravenna will take it with him and be right back.
The heart of rock and roll beats at a rate of 98.9 at KKPR, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island.
Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to high school basketball on Classic Hits. 2:40 to go. Ravenna leading Minden by 13. Moronic with the ball. Misco Sports postgame show when we're done. Trapped in the backcourt. And at 6'6", he can just jump up and throw it into the front court to Saborn. Corner to Wilkie and back to Moronic. Skip pass, Gramos to right side. And again, they're trying to play keep away unless they can get a layup like they did last time. Foul out front on Thomas Sinzel is his fourth. But it does send Mark Cremosta to the line. And this is the guy you want out there of the five on the floor. He's shooting 50%. That's just 5 of 10 this season. But Cremosta will go to the line. Ravenna is a perfect 12 of 12. Now, 9 of those are from Baronic and 3 are from Saborn. So take that for what it's worth. That will help your team average. The front end of the 101 for Mark Cremosta, looking for his first point of the game, and he gets it. 47-33. Second free throw. Ravenna plays state-ranked Shelton on Thursday, and, you know, Shelton will be laid in the woods for these guys. Free throws up, and it is in. So Cremosta hits them both, 48-33. Into the front court with it will be Kissinger. Kissinger to the high post. Back cut to Bloom. Reverse layup up and in. Nice play. 9 points. Minden would have liked a few more of those earlier in the game. 2 minutes to go. And trying to poke it away from Baronic. Carson Bloom can't believe he got called for the foul. That would have been a layup for Minden. Instead, it's the fourth foul on Carson Bloom. And you send maybe the state's best free throw shooter to the line. Connor Baronic. 9 for 9, 21 points. I've got him for a dozen rebounds. And Baronic's free throw is up, and it is in. I think even Connor's getting a little tired. There wasn't a whole lot of leg in that free throw. Second free throw now for Connor Baronic. It's on the way, and it's good. And it's also great to see the crowd here tonight come out and watch two of the best teams of the state. Girls and boys, as they set up Kissinger, can't get the three, draws the double team. They'll kick it back out. Carlson sets for the three, fires the three. It's off the mark. Rebound, Sinzel. It is back up and in for Thomas Sinzel. Baseball pass to the other end. Cremosa gives it to Saborn. They could have attacked for the layup. Instead, they're going to use some clock. Now Anderson's in the paint. He'll throw it up. It doesn't go. Rebound brought down by Bloom. Oh, they take it away, and Anderson scores. Carson Bloom had it taken away by Tyson Anderson, and Anderson with the bucket. Now a long three by Bloom, and it's desperation time for Minden. It's no good. It comes all the way back out to him. Minute 19 to go. Skip past Watson underneath Carlson. Hits the cutter. Bloom takes it at Baronic. Baronic blocks the shot. Connor picks up the loose ball. Do we get a jump? And arrow points the way of Ravenna. 1:12 to go. Ravenna will stay unbeaten. Minden will not. Coach Paul Baronic's going to call a timeout. And I'm sure he's going to tell his kids it's time to spread the floor. A minute 12 to go in a basketball game. It is Ravenna 52 and Minden 37 on Classic Hits.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
And back out of the timeout, a minute 12 to go, 52-37, Ravenna, it's their ball, and quickly they want it in Baronic's hands. They don't want to foul him. They're trying to put some pressure onto the backcourt. Connor working on Watson, now makes the long pass into the front court to Anderson. And they're going to get a foul with 101 to go. Tyson Anderson to the line. He is, well, I missed one earlier. They were not 10 for 10. They were 10 for 11. He missed one back in the second quarter, so he's 0 for 1. 10 points, but he makes that one, and he's got 11. 53-37. Ravenna's largest lead is extended by another one. 17-point lead, 54-37. Ravenna, seemed like we were at 28-20 forever, and then Ravenna finally got something going. Wilkie went for a steal and ran right over the top of Isaac Carlson, and so Carlson will go to the line and shoot a 1-1. Wilkie with his third foul. And again, at 17 points, that's just a hustle play, but Ravenna could set a 2-3 zone right now if they wanted to. As Carlson, I don't think they know how to play zone up Ravenna. Up, and it is no good, Carlson. Rebound tipped around. Watson able to run it down in the far corner, so they'll get another chance. Up top to Kissinger. Tries to throw through the double team, and it bounces off a Blue Jay. It's picked up by Saborin and to Baronic. Baronic up the floor. Minden's diving after the basketball. Baronic has to pick his dribble up. Finally makes a nice pass to Saborn and another foul, and Carson Bloom has fouled out of the basketball game. Carson Bloom will finish with 9 points, 6 rebounds, and leave us with 31 seconds to go. Dan Christensen will check in. And now the fans going to start to slide on out of here. Those that just came from a different community to watch the game. The parking lot packed. Saborin's first free throw is up and in. He's got double digits. Second free throw, Saborin up and in. 11 points for Trevor. 30 seconds to go. 56-37. Long three. NBA three. Kissinger no good. Rebound brought down by Tyson Anderson. And I would imagine Ravenna should just sit on the ball here. 20 seconds to go. No need for Minden to foul. Baronic's going to hold it. Minden's going to play enough defense to make him pass it. 10 seconds to go. Saborn with it. 5 seconds to go. And in the battle of unbeatens, Ravenna remains unbeaten. 56-37. Ravenna over the Minden Whippets. The second team to score over 40 points while Minden is held to their lowest offensive output of the year by some 14 points. They scored 51 against Adams Central and Valentine, but they're held to 37 tonight. Coincidentally, the 56 points scored by Ravenna, their second fewest. They scored 52 against third-ranked Class B Gretna back before Christmas, their second lowest output tonight. So it was more defense than offense, but Ravenna ended up with more offense. They go to 11-0. Minden falls to 9-1. 56-37, we're back with the Misco Sports postgame show with the final stats and the coaches' interviews right after this on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, Minden.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Owen and Connolly have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
A split here tonight between Minden and Ravenna. The Minden girls winning at 68-49, and the Ravenna boys winning at 56-37. Doug Gooda with you here as the Misco Sports postgame show coming your way. Now, Misco Sports will be closing their retail store in Kearney on January 20th. Stop in now to get some great sporting deals. But Misco's is not going out of business. They're just changing the way they do business, still serving the schools, clubs, and organizations of Central Nebraska. Misco Sports, serving Kearney for 40 years and looking to do it for 40 more. Let's take a look at the final stats of our basketball game. With so many television and newspaper folks on hand, hopefully we'll get a chance to chat with one, if not both, of the coaches here tonight after Ravenna's victory. First off, for the Minden Whippets tonight, Isaac Carlson had 5 points in the basketball game and 2 rebounds. Carson Bloom had 9 points, 6 rebounds. Dan Christensen, 1 rebound. Thomas Sinzel, 4 points and 4 rebounds. Jonas Levin, 2 points and a rebound. R.J. Watson, 2 points and 3 rebounds. Christian Schwenke, 4 points and 6 rebounds. Schwenke and Bloom leading the team in rebounds with 6. And leading the team in scoring tonight was Derek Kissinger with 11 points and 3 rebounds. 11 rebounds in the first half for Minden. They had 15 in the second half. Free throw shooting was a problem all night. 3 of 6 in the first half, 4 of 10 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 5 in the first half and 1 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers, 8. In each half. So Minden struggled a little bit tonight, finding a way to score. 18 points in the first half and 19 in the second half. Minden finishes with 37 points, their lowest output of the season to date. They had 26 rebounds, 7 out of 16 at the free throw line, 2 of 13 from three-point land, 1 block shot, 16 turnovers. Minden suffers their first defeat of the season to go to 9-1. They will play at Hastings High School, Class B, on Thursday night. And that game can be heard on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The girls' game against St. Cecilia also heard before that at approximately 5:45. Minden will return home next Tuesday to take on St. Paul. We'll take a break and look at the final numbers for Ravenna right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Music. Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Back with high school hoops here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's take a look now at the final numbers of the basketball game for the Ravenna Blue Jays. And the Big Three did their thing again tonight. They scored 46 of the team's 56 points. Trevor Saborn, 11 points, 2 rebounds. He was 5 of 5 at the free throw line. Tyson Anderson, 12 points, 3 rebounds. Connor Baronic, a game high, 23 points, 12 rebounds, and 2 block shots. 11 of 11 at the free throw line for Baronic. Mark Cremosta, 2 points, 1 rebound. Trace Armstrong, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Lucas Wilkie, 6 points, 3 rebounds and a block. And Garrett Irvine, 2 rebounds. Ravenna had 9 rebounds in the first half, 16 in the second half. Free throw shooting, how about this? 5 of 6 in the first half, 15 of 15 in the second half. Perfect. Missed only one all night for the Jays. 2 of 8 from three-point land of the first half, 2 of 7 of the second half, so Ravenna didn't light them up from three-point land. Turnovers, 2 in the first half and 5 in the second half of play. Ravenna had 23 points at halftime. They scored 33 in the second half, including knocking down 10 free throws in the fourth quarter. Ravenna finishes with 56 points, 25 rebounds, 20 of 21 from the free throw line, 4 of 15 from three-point land, 3 block shots, and 7 turnovers. As the number one team in Class C2 basketball, Ravenna improves to 11-0 on the season with a 56-37 win over Minden. Up next for Ravenna, they will take on 9-1 Shelton, at least they were going into tonight, and that game is at Shelton Thursday. Then they go to number 2 Sutton, at least they were preseason. Sutton was number 2, and if I check that real quick, the Lincoln Journal Star had their new rankings out today, and Sutton remains at number 2. So number 1 and number 2 in Class C2 play in Sutton next week on Tuesday night. The next home game for Ravenna will be on the 24th when D2 state-rated Hartland Lutheran comes in. Both those teams like to put some points on the board. We'll take a break. Hopefully we get a chance to chat with the coach. We'll find out and be back right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show here on Classic Hits. Head coach Paul Baronic is making his way this way across the gym. Earlier tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia was playing up at Boone Central and nearly identical games, but that girls' game was huge. The defending state champion, St. Cecilia, against number one Boone Central. The only loss Minden's girls have are to Boone Central. And tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia won that girls' game 47-44, hitting a 3 at the buzzer to win it. St. Cecilia also won the boys' game 41-33. Don't forget that Minden and St. Cecilia's girls play on Thursday night on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Our games Thursday night on Classic Hits, it'll be Elm Creek at Axtell. Friday night, it'll be Pleasanton at Amherst. Saturday afternoon, starting at 2:30, it'll be Hastings St. Cecilia at Kearney Catholic. And also on Thursday on ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic will be hosting St. Paul. It is a long, long walk up here, and it is time now to talk to the head coach, Paul Baranek, after the win in the Battle of Unbeaten tonight. And, Coach, you're in this stretch where you're tested by a lot of teams with a lot of good records, and you win one tonight.
Well, you know, you look at that, you got three games with teams with a combined record or something like, you know,
27-3.
Thanks.
Now,
you know, I'm the art teacher.
It was 27-2 until you beat Minden here.
Yeah, you know, they're so good. You know, they're all good. Sutton's good. Shelton's good. We play them Thursday at their place. That's going to be a hostile environment. They've got a very good player in Glenn. He does a great job. Yeah, we've got a stretch here that's almost kind of reminiscent of a, you know, if they were in a row, it'd be just like a state tournament. You know, and that's kind of how we're approaching it. Three great teams. You know, in order to win a state tournament, you got to win three tough games, and that's what we're going to have right now. You know, it's a mess.
Well, players are supposed to play big in big games, and your big three did tonight. They got 46 of the 56 points. But it wasn't easy tonight. Take me back to the first half. I thought it would be more defensive than a lot of people thought. I didn't think it would be this defensive.
Yeah, you know, it was. And it was just a hedge above the game last night.
That came out a couple times, by the way.
Yeah, that. And we used that analogy, too, where, you know, Alabama's scheme just frustrated LSU. And that was our approach. Our scheme was to get back on defense, protect the lane, you know, and then push the ball on them. We felt like maybe we could get a couple cheapies out of it. And we got some good attempts. We missed some. We made some. But it was not easy all night. You know, we thought we could post them a little bit. But I also saw them play Bennington, and they had huge guys, and it didn't faze them. You know, people were going to try to post these up, but Minden is so good about just being tough and covering up on the outside so you can't see things. They're a very good defensive team. They're very quick. They're very scary.
Usually you kind of forget about the first quarter or the first minute or the first play. It looked like you guys had something set up on the opening tip to try and get the crowd into it.
Well, we've worked on that for about a month, and it finally worked. And I'd be honest with you, I didn't even know we were running it. So that's about how bright I am. You know, the kids just do a lot of things, and Shermer had it set up. I'm over here about trying to wait and get the nervousness out. I did have a green tea to settle me down a little bit before. I thought I was going to bring one up for you again, but it was so dang hot in here. Thank God the air conditioning was on.
It did finally pop in. We're starting to feel the effects of it right now.
But wasn't that fun, though? I mean, isn't that the way it's supposed to be? Two great teams going head-to-head, and I really have a lot of respect for Minden and the kids and what they do. A tremendous job. Coach Lovin does a great job with his kids. He's a quality guy. He's got good morals. He's a good, you know, good Christian man. But you know what? I'll tell you what. Our guy stepped up today, and Saibo hit it on the head. He even said during the little bit of a talk before we come out was, you know, I played my worst game, and we still won. And that's a credit to all you guys. And he pointed them out, you know, all the supplement guys, you know, Connor, Tyson, all those guys that had to step up in order to get us a victory today.
And I mentioned here when we were reading the stats, games like this, you have to do the basics well. Minden, 16 turnovers, Ravenna, 7.
Oh.
Free throw shooting, Minden, 7 of 16, Ravenna, 20 of 21.
They did shoot it kind of poor. Coach Shermer was working on our free throw defense this week, so he did a really good job.
But 20 out of 21, even for your ball club, even if Connor, 11 of 11. I mean,
yeah, you know, we say get the right people to the line. But again, you know, Mark Hermosa sticks there in crunch time and just bam, bam. They didn't even touch the rim. Yep. Great confidence. He had a good look about him. You knew it was going in. So 20 for 21 is amazing. You know, I that's incredible, you know.
Well, great crowd on hand. You had the state's all-time leading scorer here. Always love to see Bill Holiday on hand.
You know, I went
great
over,
atmosphere.
Great atmosphere. You know, when you get, you know, Bill Holiday here, you know, you got the legend. You know, and I always go out of my way to make sure I say hi to him, and I make sure our kids know who he is too, because that's one of the best right there. Another good godly man, and he's just one of the best. You know, he brought his girlfriend to the game again. He's good about that, but there ain't one finer than that guy, and he just like – I did kid him a little bit about his purple sweater, though, you know, but, you know, his wife picked it out. You got to do what your wife says, okay? That's what I do. Brendan right. tells me, and I go, how high? All right.
He didn't realize how warm it was going to be down there.
You know, and all those guys said, the refs, you know, which did a great job tonight, they said, you know, your jacket's not going to stay on. It's going to be too hot. I said, I like it sweating. I like it's hot. I just get to pack this place and let's get it heated up because Duda's freezing up there.
Coach, some great games still to come. Yeah. Always a pleasure to be here. Congratulations on a great win.
Thanks. I'm just having a good time right now, but we got to go back to work tomorrow because there's not a lot of layoff time. And right now I'm one of Minden's number one fans because I coach three of those kids and kind of three of their top guys. And, you know, I got to say bye to Merlin, my buddy down there. He's going to town. But three of those guys are just like sons to me, too, and they play hard. And, you know, Carson plays hard, Derek plays hard, Christian plays hard. And shoot, we've been battling each other since third doggone grade, and they've all come down to just wars. And I wouldn't have any other way, and I'm very proud of the Minden team and what effort they brought.
Thanks for the time, sir.
Thank you, Doug.
Still undefeated, the Ravenna Blue Jays, 56-35 over the Minden Whippets here this evening, and they will be headed to Shelton on Thursday, while the Whippets, as we said, will be taking on Hastings. Again, earlier tonight, it was Minden to get the better of the girls' game, 68-49. Elm Creek Axtell for me on Thursday here on Classic Hits, Kearney Catholic St. Paul on ESPN 1460. Until then, you've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show, Misco Sports on the Bricks at the downtown Kearney Center, serving Central Nebraska for 40 years and beyond. Again, for our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, Ravenna 56, Minden 37. Good night, everyone.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.